Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And we're going off to the theater today, the Constantine Theater. And we have Jennifer Adair and Katie with us. How you doing, ladies?
Oh, we're doing great.
Well, there's a lot going on in Pawhuska, even with the theater. You're playing a little bit of a part with the movie that's going on, aren't you?
Yes, we are. So Apple Studios, that's the who's doing Killers of the Flower Moon. Mm-hmm. They are using the theater to house their extras right now. And in September, they're going to be doing a day of filming there. And so we're
inside?
Wow. We're pretty excited about it. The theater is beautiful for those of you who have been there. And I'm really excited to be able to have it showcased in the film. It's pretty important part of Pawhuska, and so.
Now, this thing's been around a good long time, over a century.
It has. It was actually built in 1890 as a hotel, the Pawhuska House Hotel, and Charles Constantine purchased it in the 19-teens and reopened it in 1914 as an opera house. It was actually famed as the most beautiful opera house in the Southwest, or the finest opera house in the Southwest. So it's absolutely gorgeous. It's breathtaking. And so if you ever get a chance to go to Pawhuska and go see the theater, it's worth your time.
Now, Katie, I understand that you volunteer a little bit there. You help Mom out. What's it like working in a nice place like that?
It's a lot of fun.
Oh, it is. Great. What do you do when you volunteer? Just about anything and everything?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes we have to do some cleaning, and then other times I run the concession stand and pop popcorn. And
she's a pro at popping popcorn.
Oh, wow. You know, that is a fine art, you know, because sometimes you get too many kernels in the bottom of the bag, and other times you get them burnt, so you must be just, you know, like the popper's popcorn poppiest popper.
Yeah, something like that.
I just invented that. So you can take that with you. That's an official title now. But Jennifer, the Constantine Theater is something that has been a gem in the community and all of Osage County for quite a while. And from time to time, we do little things to help out the theater to maintain it, because
yes,
it's one of those things that it needs to be there
constantly. Yes, yeah. Yes, there's maintenance constantly on it, and it was remodeled in the 1980s, about mid 1980s, and we're getting to where we need it again.
Oh.
Like our theater seats are quite small, and they were made for Americans that were much smaller. And so there's just things that need some updating. Of course, our sound system is great, and
wonderful natural acoustics.
And it is natural acoustics. There was actually sound engineers from the East that designed the sound in that building, so the sound is second to none. But we need some updating of our mics and such, and our lighting. So we're getting there. I have a list. I tell people I'm just putting it on the list.
We have a list. I like that. Now, I understand we have some fundraisers that are set to take place. In fact, one this weekend.
Yes, we are so excited to have Dale Lewis come out. He is going to be talking about his book Footprints in the Dew, and he's showing a film called The Last 10 Tapes, and it is about the Mullendore murder mystery, and it still remains unsolved to this day. So it ought to be a really great event to come and see. And he'll have his books available for signing. And mm-hmm. I've actually pre-sold quite a few tickets to it.
I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, he's been over there in the Pawhuska area with his director's chair.
Yes.
And his cowboy hat. You can't miss Dale.
No.
He's got that million-dollar smile and a big old cowboy hat.
Yes.
And he's always going, howdy!
Yes,
even if he
is.
Doesn't know you. And
he is.
And by golly, those books have been flying. And he'll autograph them, too.
He will. He's very, very kind. And he's always out there, and he'll say, "I'm here till one." And he's even been pretty great about the social distancing thing, mm-hmm. because he has his little grabber and he'll hand cards out that way. I think that's just the most innovative thing. But yeah, he's there almost every day, and he just talks to people, and people are pretty fascinated by him.
What we're going to see here, the last 10 tapes, is about the Mullendore murder. This took place in 1970, if I recall. And this family owned the professional football team, the New Orleans Saints.
Yes.
And this murder has yet to be solved. And there are people who talk about this quite a bit who don't even live in the area. They say, "Oh, you're from around where that fella got..." Yeah, that mm-hmm. one, you bet. And he chronicles this with the last person to witness the crime.
So. Yes, he does. It's going to be on July 24th at 6:30, uh-huh. mm-hmm. and we have tickets for sale in our box office, and they're just $5, so it ought to be a fun event. And
you know, bring your appetite, have yourself a nice early evening or late afternoon meal in Pawhuska. I hear you have plenty of great restaurants.
Oh, yes, we do. So aside from the Merck, everybody knows about the Merck, P-Town Pizza is incredible, and...
You got the grill.
And we've got Grill 125. That's my personal favorite. And then Buffalo Joe's uh-huh. we have there. And so, yeah, there's plenty of places to stop and grab a bite.
Now, Jennifer Adair is the manager of the Constantine Theater. And we opened it up talking a little bit about the Killers of the Flower Moon movie and what have you. And, Katie, I got to ask you this. Have you seen the movie Stars when you're working there?
Not really.
Seen the extras?
I've seen a lot of the extras just like on the sidewalk and mm-hmm. stuff. They just look really hot.
And your sister
in the summer.
And your sister's an extra.
Yeah. And my sister's an extra.
So. You got that going.
Yeah.
But I understand that for all of the revamping that the town has gone through, it doesn't last forever.
It doesn't, actually. They have all of the facades downtown to make Pawhuska look like Fairfax in the 1920s. And all of that's got to come down this week. And so if you haven't seen it yet, try to make it in before Wednesday. I think that's the strike day.
That's the day they start taking down everything. I understand so. They're leaving the streetlights, though.
I hadn't heard that. There's a few buildings, I believe, that they're going to leave. I think there was a stipulation on insurance. If somebody took over the insurance, like the city, then they would stay. But a lot of them, of course, are just facades. And so in this Oklahoma wind, they would become a sail and probably end up in Bartlesville. So we don't want that.
Oh, no, you don't want that. Hey, look, it looks like it's something from that.
There she
goes.
Free
souvenir. Yeah. Wow. So Kahika right now is kind of dirt.
It is. It's a dirt street. So on Saturday, we had the Cavalcade Parade.
Yeah.
And it was really neat to see the horses come down a dirt road.
Think that might stay?
I don't think so. I think that the city would be unhappy with the storm drains being plugged with all of that BM. But that's probably going to get cleaned up. They did clean it up at one point whenever they had stopped filming for a while,
that
and then they brought
right
it all back.
July, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
gosh.
And of course, you're just what, a block away from Kahika, aren't you?
Oh yes. Yeah. So we are catty corner from the Mercantile, yeah. And across the street from the Triangle Building, mm-hmm. which is the Frontier Hotel, mm-hmm. and we can see everything just right down Kahika. So.
Well, you know, Pawhuska as a city and Osage County as a county have been growing. And to once again get back to the Constantine Theater, I can see big things happening there because a lot of things are happening all around it.
Yes.
And with that, we do have to take care of it. And I kindly suggest folks to maybe take a look-see and see if that's worth your time, your trouble, and maybe just writing a check and saying, hey, you know, what can we do to help fix things up, how to preserve it. Mm-hmm. How do we do that?
So we have a website, theconstantinetheater.com, mm-hmm. and from there you can find our phone number and our email and our address, and you can even buy tickets on there. So just purchasing a ticket helps helps a lot. And so, and I can be contacted by either one of those. Mm-hmm. And
you're going to get a person, folks, when you call. You're going to get a person. That's a good thing.
Yes, there isn't a machine. There's an answering machine. I have to take that back. But I do answer the answering machine. So with Apple being there, I'm allowed to go in my office, but I don't have free reign of the place. So I try not to stick around too much because I don't like to be confined. But they're really great though. They're really doing a lot for the city. I can't say enough good things about Apple Studios. They've done justice to the movie, I believe, and the book, and the whole real life story of the Osage people. And I'm really grateful to have them.
Mm-hmm. And of course, don't forget we've got the last 10 tapes coming up on Saturday night, the 24th, 6:30 p.m. And this is a special benefit for the Constantine Theater. Now, the tickets are only $5. You're going to get an education. And if you like mysteries and you're a fan of history, you're going to get a history mystery. Two for the price of one for $5.
And local history.
And it's very local.
Local, yeah. I mean, you can go and feel and touch these places. And just like Killers of the Flower Moon, I found it, jarring that a lot of the places I had been in, and knowing that real life story happened here and real life things. So I really think it's going to be a great event. It's going to be worth your time.
Alrighty. And of course, Katie, you're going to be hard at work there Saturday night, womaning the popcorn machine.
Yeah.
Taking tickets, taking reservations, making people smile. Customer service at its best.
But I love the theater, so it's not even work.
Oh, are you perhaps drawn to the acting part?
I've been doing acting and drama since I was about 10. I was in a play at the Constantine, actually.
Wow, how was that being on that magnificent stage?
It's a lot of fun. It's a very small stage, of course, because it was an opera stage, but it's a lot of fun. Just get to perform on a stage at all.
Oh, I know what you mean, but boy, hitting your mark on that one, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
Well, once again, how do we get a hold of you there at the Constantine?
Our email address is contact@constantinetheater.com, and our website is constantinetheater.com.
Well, there you go. You can't beat that.
No, I mean, it's just what it says on the building. And so, it's beautiful. So if you get a chance, I'd love to have you come by and I'll be happy to give you a tour.
Alrighty. And we'll be checking to see what else comes to the theater as well, because it is something well worth funding, well worth supporting. I want to thank you both for being here with us today on our community connection.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Take care. We're going to have a little bit more coming up here in just a moment. Brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and our